Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Obviously, we'll see what the Vancouver Canucks do. We'll have a lot of fun with our interactive mock draft. But we are going to talk to Sandra Priscina because the Women's World Cup is ongoing in France. Canada is now 2-0 after winning the first two matches, 1-0 against Cameroon, and then a solid performance against New Zealand to make them qualify for the next leg. So they have to play one more match against the Netherlands, and the Netherlands, well, they were pretty impressive in their wins. Sandra, thanks for joining us on Sportsnet 650. Through two games, Canada has taken care of business. But when you start looking at how they've been playing, should we be super encouraged about what this may mean for the rest of the tournament, or do you want to see some more tweaks?
I think they look good. The game versus New Zealand was really interesting because I really like the tactical adjustments that Kenneth Hyler-Moeller had made to the team, essentially moving to three in the back and clogging the middle, and then that basically snuffed out any kind of counter attack that New Zealand tried to muster up. So that's something we really haven't seen in the team in years prior. So just to see that tactical adjustment, I think that's something really to be excited about because it shows that the team is progressing and moving forward. Sophie Schmidt was so good in the back. She looked really good next to Shalina Zdorsky and Kadisha Buchanan, just that vision and stuff, and the balls that she provided from that back line. So I really liked what we saw from the team versus New Zealand, especially from Jessie Fleming, because I actually thought she struggled a little bit in that opener versus Cameroon. But when it came to New Zealand, she was definitely a commanding force. Obviously, she scored a crucial goal there. But I had a chance to look at her numbers, and actually no one on the Canadian team has covered more ground than Jessie Fleming through those two matches. So she's definitely been all over the pitch.
And, you know, I was really impressed by Prince as well, the way she played. And you start looking at how Canada's been having the effort and how stout they are defensively. If they can maybe be a bit more expansive with their approach, could they be far more successful? Or is this success they're having and will have really based on that structure and being good defensively?
I think it's part of it, but Nichelle Prince is a really interesting player that you mentioned. And the first time I actually took notice of her was in 2014. At the U20 Women's World Cup when Canada was hosting it. And I couldn't believe her pace. It's incredible. I don't think anybody on the Canadian team has as much pace as she does. So she adds a bit of dynamic flow to that striker position. It's not something that anybody else has. Maybe Deanne Rose to an extent, but I don't think we've seen enough of her to see it. But for Canada to be able to adapt to different teams, I think for so many years we knew what we would get out of Canada. But now other teams are adapting their game plans to Canada rather than vice versa. And I think that's a really good thing to have.
Pace is a key word when I'm talking about Kristen Sinclair now, because not to disparage her, she's done so much and she's given everything to that program and to this country, and she will be celebrated as one of the best, most prolific athletes in this nation. But are you, when watching her now and she's 36, are you a little concerned with the pace of Kristen Sinclair and whether or not maybe she can keep up with the rate of play? Because this is a very young Canadian squad, and you bring up Prince, you know, maybe she just can't keep up with some of these young bucks.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that. That thought actually crossed my mind. I think she's also thinking a little bit too much, and I don't know if the Abby Wambach thing is a little bit in the back of her mind. She doesn't strike me as a person, obviously, that thinks about those kinds of things, but it's tough not to. It's just part of our human nature. And you think back to New Zealand, of course, she hit a crossbar. Yep. Crossbar. She hit the post. Do you think she puts those in a couple of years ago? Probably. So for me, I'd rather see her not go the distance versus the Netherlands. I say give her 60 good minutes and then throw in, let's say, Adriana Leone, who to me is just such a pit bull out there. She adds just another facet to the Canadian offense. Maybe Jordan Heidema makes her World Cup debut, and then you just give the armband to somebody like Sophie Schmidt or Desiree Scott. But I think you just have to maximize the time that you get from Christine. So get the good, let's say, 60 to 70 minutes, and then from there throw in somebody else and save her for a knockout stage.
Three goals is where Team Canada stands in the tournament so far. Alex Morgan, as we all know, had five herself when Team USA had that controversial game against Team Thailand last week. Is this the way Canada is comfortable playing? A little tighter, more defensively, perhaps? I mean, they've had back-to-back clean sheets here against opponents that are New Zealand and Cameroon, but now they're going up against the Netherlands, and maybe you will face a team here that's a little bit more competent than what we've seen in the first two rounds.
Yeah, they've got some formidable firepower up top. However, I think they have some kinks in their armor on the back line. So Calgary, or pardon me, I want to say Calgary because I'm in Calgary. Canada will want to really take advantage of a poorer back line for the Dutch, but then the Dutch make up for it up front. And that'll prove to be really interesting for Canada because, as we've seen, they haven't been challenged at all through two games. Stephanie LeBay has two clean sheets, but she's only had to save one shot. So what happens if somebody counters on Canada very quickly? I mean, will they be on their front foot and ready to defend? So that scares me just a touch. I would have liked to see them get at least a couple of counterattacks and see how they handled that. They've handled most corner kicks and stuff like that quite easily, but again, the pressure hasn't been there from the opposition. So that's a little bit of a question mark going into Thursday's game.
And if you look at Thursday's game against the Netherlands and just compare Canada's roster versus the Netherlands and the rest of the rosters in this tournament, how much can we learn from Team Canada in this match?
Well, I think this will be a really formidable opponent for the Canadians. If we think back 4 years ago, they played in Montreal, played to a 1-1 draw at the World Cup, and it actually looked like Canada was in control of that match, and a late goal from the Dutch made it a draw. The Dutch in the past 4 years have made some incredible leaps and bounds in terms of their program. They're the defending European champions. They've really put soccer on the map in the Netherlands during a time where the men's team obviously saw some issues and didn't qualify for their World Cup. So a lot of support has been thrown towards the Dutch women. I think people might be caught off guard for those that maybe haven't followed the Dutch in the last 4 years. They're not the same Dutch that we saw in Montreal 4 years ago.
Well, we're seeing the Dutch make a resurgence across all their levels. We saw Ajax get back to it. We're seeing the national men's team get back to it again. And the soccer world is a better place when the Netherlands emerge and kind of play that expansive style of soccer we've seen them do through the Orange Revolution the past few decades. She is Sandra Prusina. Follow her on Twitter at SPrusina, courtesy of 660 News and also Sportsnet, Canadian women's soccer contributor.
Sportsnet 650.